And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. Got basically about 6 minutes or so. So if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, we've had a few of them this hour, 785-537-1350. We'd be glad to talk to you. I'll be back with you here the same time tomorrow. Be talking with some folks from Rock Creek, USD 323, Gary County, and also Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, which that should be a pretty interesting discussion as Wamego. Last night, the school board passed their drug testing policy that's had a lot of interest, and we have a story on our website about that at newsradiokman.com, and also got some things on social media on our Facebook page, a lot of comments there, so that should be an interesting discussion tomorrow with Tim Winter. So come back around 9:06 to listen to us then. Commissioner, as I said at the beginning of the hour, about 5 months in, what's been the biggest, has there been anything that you came in as a commissioner, as a new commissioner, that about 5 months later, is your thinking changed on anything? Any things you thought that this is how the county worked that you've learned maybe it doesn't work that way, or just kind of some thoughts there?
Oh, very, very, very few, really. I knew that the budgets would be different. I knew that relationships would be a little different here and there. But I'm also finding out that a lot of requests I get, sometimes I can't do anything about it because it's what people want is not within my scope to do. And so it other than that, really not a whole lot. I just go and try to help them and to understand what's happening, and most of the time I can get it done.
And thankfully, with every commissioner that I've ever talked to, they always say the same thing, and that's that they got a lot of good support around them, a lot of good staff around them.
Right. That is correct. Without that, I couldn't function.
Well, and you always get the coffee ready, which I'm always appreciative of.
Right. Well, I figured that could at least help me a little bit.
It's good. It's good coffee.
Yep.
Wakes me up. As far as looking ahead to Thursday, to some more of these budget presentations, one thing maybe we can do is if you can kind of brief our listeners a little bit about the budget schedule. Like we talk about, it's budget season, but a lot of times we're like, okay, what does that really mean? Okay, cool, you're talking about budget, but there's a lot of different steps with this before you get to August.
Yeah, we have to take a look at the total requests, what we need in the county, then start looking at who we can do and how much money we can allow, and to see if there is a need for an increase or not an increase in the tax revenues. And with that, that all takes place, and then we got to see if we have to put it out there for the people to vote for more money, or can we do it without it. And that's going to take place by July. We'll have that information.
That's the hardest part.
That's
right?
That is the hardest part.
The do without part is probably the hardest part, I'm sure.
Because we're thinking into the future. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We could get tons of revenue coming in, or we could get very little.
Very true.
And it's not always works the way you want it. So that's going to be my first year of trying to see what's happening.
And just go a little off topic here for a second. As we head towards summer, summer's just around the corner. Any big plans for the Rodriguez family this summer?
Oh, just to have a little more fun and keep my grass cut.
Which that's been kind of difficult lately.
It has been difficult. I was away for a week visiting a relative and come back, and it was raining, and I couldn't cut grass for 3 or 4 days. Then it grew.
Yeah, and I think Dennis Peterson, the noxious weed director for the county, he was in Monday, within the last week and a half. And he talked about some of those difficulties because that's his department is taking care of a lot of these grasses alongside roads
That is correct. That is correct. And so that we got a lot of different things to take care of there, and these noxious weeds get out, and they ruin crop. It's bad for the cattle. It's bad for health because people get allergies from them, and things like that, so we got to take care of them.
Especially if you're talking about areas next two fields.
That's
right. Not the farmer's responsibility to take care of that. That's on you guys. Mm-hmm. And I think you got, there's so many things that can spread, like must thistle, I think, is one that's always mentioned. When I worked on a farm in high school, must thistle, oh, we were always cutting that stuff out. And it looks aggressive, like very thorny and spiky, nasty stuff,
and it seems to grow where the grass won't.
Yeah, yes, it does.
And then it cuts it out.
Yes, it does. All right, Commissioner. Well, I really appreciate you coming on today. We'll see you Thursday.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
Always good to have you, Marvin. And tomorrow I'll be back. A lot of good folks coming in. A lot of education talk. Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo will be in. And Dave, I think it'll be a fun time.
Well, I know one of the things you want to talk with Clerk Vargo is about the election. The upcoming election deadlines for people to file and the filing process.
Yeah. That's one of the things. That'll probably be the thing, actually, with Rich at least.
And Commissioner Rodriguez, you're learning exactly just how much elections cost, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's nothing cheap in county government or city or state
or federal
or township.
Nothing's free.
It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank.